Thermal imaging is often used in the defense industry for surveillance. French police used it in the search for suspects after the Charlie Hebdo massacre in 2015. But now the world's largest thermal imaging company, FLIR, is releasing more products for consumers, including some at this week's Consumer Electronics Show. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Robin.
And one of the new thermal cameras released yesterday attaches right to a smartphone. What would a regular person, a civilian, use this for?
Another gadget we have to worry about, right? I'm not sure every single one of us is going to want to rush out and buy this, but I got a chance to talk to the CEO today, and they're really sort of pushing into two areas. One of them is for the outdoor enthusiasts, hikers, extreme sport fans, anyone who really is out in the wilderness and might want to use this for navigation, for search and rescue, importantly, or identifying wildlife. So that's one use. The other is really interesting, home repair. The company says that the FLIR one, the one you talked about that snaps onto your smartphone, can allow homeowners to identify leaks in pipes and places where heat is escaping your house, which at this time of year, especially in places like the Northeast and the North, is really important. It can save you some money. And of course, they also think this can be used year-round by contractors and inspectors. The price runs from about $199, which is pretty low, all the way up from $399 for the contractor version, and then all the way up to $1,300 for some of the more sophisticated versions.
And to give a sense of how this works, we all remember it horribly, the Boston bombing. But
yes.
A man found one of the bombers in a boat in his backyard by lifting the flap, and he saw him. But then helicopter footage confirmed there was a body under there with this thermal camera. You could see sort of the hot spots that show up because of the heat. And we know that FLIR has now teamed with the World Wildlife Fund to track endangered species and stop poachers. How will that work?
Yeah, and this is really important. And the two are connected in a way because the difference with this is that it works in total darkness and from a distance, right? So it kept the authorities up in Boston safe before they approached the boat. They let them know it was there. And in the same way with poaching, you know, the big problem with that, $20 billion a year criminal enterprise, it's hard to stop because of very large remote areas, a very limited number of rangers, and it takes place, most of it, during the cover of night. Now, this FLIR gear can cover that enormous territory, long distance detection, and operate in total darkness. And in fact, the WWF says it's been like giving their rangers a superpower that lets them see an enemy they previously couldn't. So everyone really hoping this can be a game changer in that, and that would be wonderful.
What about privacy concerns? A Supreme Court decision over a drug case, a federal agent using thermal imaging to see if someone was growing marijuana in his home. You have to use heat lamps. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court ruled thermal imaging violates civil liberties. Concerns?
Yeah, they are. But remember, that was back in 2001 when these were not out in the mass market. The Supreme Court said it violated an expectation of privacy. I think as these devices become more available and in the hands of more of us, the court's going to be challenged on that. They're going to keep trying. It's another example where technology is sort of running ahead of the law. 2001, that was, what, 16 years ago? We'll see if that changes this year.
That expectation of privacy, that is so
right.
2001.
Does any of us have it anymore? Exactly.
No. Maggie Lake, host CNN Money with Maggie Lake, talking about the new thermal imaging products that are coming for your personal use. Maggie, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.